Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, it's actually not Bob Pompeian and Joe Starkey in here. It is Jason Mackey and Tyler Kennedy, but it is still the Pomp and Joe show. Hello and a happy Thursday to you. It is a hockey night in Pittsburgh. We're thrilled to be here to talk a lot of pucks with you. Happy to do this. TK, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Not much, man. It's nice to see the sun. Nice to see some nice weather coming,
that's
man.
That's what that
it's
thing
just
is,
like,
huh?
Oh, my God. I just, you know, when you wake up and you see the sun, it feels good. And, you know, the only bad thing is like, you know, when I was playing, the weather was so good at the end of the year. And it was because we went so deep in the playoffs and the weather changed. Now it's like, this is like the nice, real first nice day in a long time. And it's our last game of the year. And it's crazy how quick it came to an end. It's a long year, but it comes quick.
I want to get into a lot of that, this feeling around here with the weather. I agree with you. Like, you guys have spoiled us. You've spoiled us. That I feel this weather, and I feel like we should be preparing for a playoff series because that's just been the expectation around here. Oh. And it's just a bummer that it's not.
Yeah, it's like my whole time here was like the last 20 games, you're just trying to get through it because you know you're going for a deep playoff run.
Yeah, you're trying to conserve,
like,
probably.
Yeah, like, there's a couple times we were getting, like, when the Therrien thing happened, when he got fired, we were like, oh, we got to make a little push here, get in the playoffs. But, like, you know, we always had a team that was a wagon. You know, everyone that came in, we always got their best game.
Yeah.
You know, we always had a phenomenal core guys. And, again, the playoffs was like starting our second season all the time. You know, and that's like you play for the playoffs. That's what you get hyped up as a player. Every game means so much. And it's kind of crazy to say, but there's no bad in playoffs. You win, you go, you keep going. If you lose, you get to go home. You start your summer a little early. But, again, for a player, there's nothing better than coming out that first game at home with the crowd going nuts. The jitters you feel that you don't feel very often during the season.
That's awesome, man. It's honestly the same way journalistically. Like, it's not – well, I shouldn't say that. It's never on the same level as
– I was going to say, whoa.
No. I said that poorly. That's not what I was going for. It's nice to just have that intensity ratcheted up.
Yeah.
You know that, like, what you're writing, there's the eyeballs. The focus is there. It's a different type of thing. Yeah, I could have said that a lot better. That's on me. All right, so off the top, it's presented by JP Roofing and Siding. I want to talk a little bit about what we're going to get into, but a whole first hour – ton of hockey talk throughout the day, honestly. 11 o'clock hour, we're going to get into some Steelers stuff. We're a week out from the draft. Want to touch on that. I've got some thoughts on the quarterback situation. I don't know necessarily what we're doing here, trying to reach for every quarterback under the sun. No thank you. Kevin Gorman from the Trib will be along at noon. We'll talk some baseball there, get back into a little bit of football, maybe some Major League Baseball and some bigger picture storylines in the 1 o'clock hour with Jeff Hathorn before wrapping up with some hockey talk. Tyler Kennedy sitting across from me, of course, is brought to you by SaveYourSettlement.com, injury settlement planning attorneys. Fan Twitter. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, TK, I know you didn't have many of these in your career, but you've got a quote-unquote meaningless game. None of them are meaningless, right? Like, that's a stupid term. You're always playing for something. You're always auditioning. You're always, you know, nothing's meaningless. But what's the vibe like a morning like this? Like, I would feel, it from an outsider, it would kind of feel like a last day of school kind of vibes. You get out, probably a little bit of awkwardness. Just what's it like in there?
Yeah, it's identical. It's like the last week of school for you. You take it a little lightly, but this game tonight means a lot for a lot of different players, right? Like for Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, those guys, it's like a meaningless game, but you know those guys have that pride to end on a good note. And then you talk about the other parts of the team, the guys that are on one-way deals, the Hayes, the guys like that, that the young guys with Koivunen and those guys. Like this game tonight, it's still a tryout. It's still like a time where you have to show what you have, because when you look at what happened last year with Pushinen, he had quite a good opportunity and he did very well, but he didn't do enough to keep his job for this year. And with the guys that play tonight, the guys that have been playing the last couple games, I hope they realize how much these games mean, because that training staff, those agents, all that stuff, well, not agents, but, you know, like the Kyle Dubas group, the scouting staff, they're watching these games going, can this guy bring this for an 82-game season? Can this guy fit in? And there's guys that I think Koivunen, he's done a great job with being able to play in that top line. He's got the speed. He's got the hands. And when a guy gets called up, I always say, like, how does he handle the puck? Especially going up, playing with Sid, playing with Malkin, a lot of guys go up and they just dish the puck. They're like, here you go. I don't want to touch it. You know, because those guys.
Hot potato.
Yeah, like.
Koivunen's not like that, though.
Yeah,
he's got great poise with it.
Exactly. And that's what shows he's ready to make the jump. He's able to make plays. I hope he scores a goal just to get off his back and say he scored a goal in the NHL this summer. But again, these games are a little tough. They're a little bit more relaxed, and especially with them, they just had 3 days in between games. Those must have been the longest three games. And you watch, you know, what Mike Sullivan was doing in practice, you know, the shootouts, the having fun, the taking it a little serious, but making sure, you know, they're still having fun out there, because this has been a tough year for them. They all know, you know, it's not the outcome they wanted. But, again, this morning would be a very different vibe, a lot of relaxed players, but there should be also a lot of players that this game is like a Stanley Cup game or – you know, a playoff game, because this is like their mini tryout for next year.
Yeah, I mean, right or wrong, I feel like a lot of people are going to go into the season with this impression.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And I think in some ways that can kind of cloud the truth. You know, if we look at how the Penguins have played, I think they're like 9-5-2 in their last 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
they're buzzing.
Probably isn't that, you know, it's not representative of the season they've had.
Right.
But if you look at a guy like Koivunen, and you want to go into the summer with positive momentum. It kind of hurts McGroarty being out of the lineup, but I don't know. So let's take that to this. What sort of things did you see out of this NHL team? And I mean Koivunen, McGroarty, Jack St. Ivany was not up here a whole lot. We got a nice dose of Owen Pickering. Joel Blomqvist, not necessarily, I think, what you'd want to see, but you know, foundational pieces, guys that are going to be here, guys that might have gotten something out of this season that can take it into the offseason. What did you see that encourages you for next year?
Well, I like McGroarty. I think he's, I'm not sure if he's a top two line guy, but I think he's definitely a third line, good, solid player. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a good, solid third liner. They make a lot of money too.
Yeah.
I've really liked him. I think he's,
you don't say, huh?
Yeah. I think he's a piece of the future. I think he's obviously got to get faster. I think that's the biggest thing around him. I think his first 15, 20 seconds of a shift, he does a good job, but the last 20, you can see he gets slowed down pretty quick. But you can fix that with, you know, off-ice training, all that, having a big summer maturity, all that stuff. Koivunen, I've liked him a lot. I think he's ready to step into the top two lines as a young guy that can bring his speed. Blomqvist, I'm not even sure what to think. They were very high on him, and I liked him at the start. But there was a couple goals that I was like,
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You
got to stop that. You need that one.
Yeah, if you're going to be in the NHL, you know. And then Pickering was good. But no one's blown my socks off that I'm like, we can build a team around this guy, or this guy's going to jump up and make a huge impact. And when you think of the last 15 games and going on the other side for a team coming in and you're seeing a team that's not in the playoffs, like, it changes the intensity of the game. Like, these last 10 games, they're pressureless. You know what I mean?
If you're going to the playoffs,
yeah. Or even anyone, right? Like, when they play the Chicago Blackhawks, like, that wasn't a pressure-filled game.
Good point.
You know what I mean? And, like, you want to see guys how they perform when games mean something. When games, you need to stack points on stacking points. And those are the games where the players figure it out. That's where the depth comes in. Like, when you think of some of the problems the Penguins had, like, once you get rid of that top line, there's not too much scoring going on. Like, it drops off quite a bit. And when you think of great teams that push through, like, they have their fourth line scoring goals. They have their third line. And, yeah, there's guys putting up points, but just not enough points to push you to the games to win an extra three games. You know, when I played in 09, I felt like my line, we'd win four games just because we scored multiple goals in a game.
Yeah.
And we pushed, you know, and not saying we did all the time, but there was times even in the fourth line, they got that goal that we needed in a 2-2 game in Philadelphia. That was a huge 2 point, a 4 point swing. And that's what I felt like they didn't have. But when you see these young guys coming up and they do change the team, because you can see they're faster, they support the puck with more speed. But again, I want to see these guys in more of a pressure-filled game. And I think this summer is going to be an interesting summer for the Penguins with, you know, who are they going to bring in? I think they got to bring in a top six guy. They got to bring in some speedsters. You know, we need to get faster. Well, we need to do what Washington did, right? They surrounded their old guys with these little speedsters that they chip the puck in, and they go do all the hard work. Kind of like, honestly, but that was like what
you're
me,
right.
That's
you're
what,
right.
That's what me and Max and, you know, guys like the young guys did for the older guys like Billy Guerin. Those, we were like the worker bees, you know, and we got the puck and we played with speed, and that's what made us a fast team. But right now we don't have enough guys playing with that kind of speed. And hopefully, you know, next year they bring in some of that youth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and they have some of it too. I mean, that's what we're talking about with Koivunen. I think Pustinen stands to maybe get something. Tristan Broz. Yeah. I mean, there's some guys in Wilkes-Barre, but I agree with you. I mean, that I was going to ask you at some point in this conversation, what are we going to look into the offseason and try to do, but we might as well go there now. I mean, I look at Geno. He needs somebody to do the worker bee stuff, what you're talking about on his line.
100%.
I'm not as down on Geno as I think some people are. I think he has game left. I think he has a lot that he can contribute. I just don't want him having to work as hard.
Yeah.
I don't want him carrying the puck as much.
Yeah, like I don't think Geno's the guy. Like, he played his whole career being able to pick up the puck and go through everyone and do everything.
Right, that's not going as well now.
No, it's just obviously he gets more attention than ever, right? Because, like, everyone looks at him. He's, like, one of those statures that you look in the other team, you're like, this guy's been around. He's like a Hall of Fame guy. Like, we need to watch him. And even when he gets the puck, you still respect him a lot more than when he was younger. But like you said, you need someone. Like, if we can find another Brian Rust to play with Evgeny Malkin, that would be ideal. Because then you got a guy that can take the puck wide. And Geno's becoming more of a shooter. And we know he can score goals, right? Like, and we do need, I think we always need a tough guy on the team. We need one tough guy. Like, It literally boils my blood. I know another couple guys that blow. Like, guys should not be able to punch Sidney Crosby in the head without getting jumped.
Yep.
You know, like, that drives me nuts. And then I wanted to go back on Pustinen. You know, this, you know, he stole my number, which I wasn't happy about. You know, it's like I'm trying to tell tags, don't give anyone my number.
You want to retire your own number?
Yeah. Well, I tell my kids I was a superstar, you know. But the problem with him, and like, I don't know if it's Mike Sullivan not giving him a chance, but I do like the way he plays. But he's like in that in-between, right, where he doesn't have enough high-end skill to play on those top two lines, but he's too skilled and too small to play in the third and fourth line. You know, he's that in-between, because I like how he plays. I wish he was a little bit more physical, a little more gritty, like a little bit of more hate in his game, but he does produce. He does, like, you know, he's been up for two or three games. He's already got a goal. You know, like, I go on production, you know, I like him, but I just, he's that in between that you need to find what you want from him, you know? And it's like, dude, like, you got to figure out what you are. You got to find your niche on that Penguin team. Cause if you do, there's going to be a job for you. Cause they're looking for guys that can bring something different than what they have. But again, that top six, like, when you think of Geno again, what do you have? 15 goals this year? Yeah. Like, I think if you put a guy that can skate and wheel and deal, like, he's going to score 20 next year. You know?
Oh, no doubt.
Like,
I think he can still score.
Yeah.
There's enough there.
Yeah. Oh, and like, again, you see
but
it.
But you can't have a question mark next to him. You need to have a legit playmaker to play off of him.
Yeah.
They haven't had that.
And, you know, like, you know, obviously Mitch Marner's up. Imagine putting a Mitch Marner with Evgeny Malkin. Malkin would score 35 goals next year, but you're never going to get Marner.
Right.
But you need someone.
I don't know. There's a relationship there, TK.
Yeah, is he going to come to play with Sid for how many years?
Probably not.
Yeah.
come on, it's fun.
Yeah, like, and then, you know, the third line, it's okay, but like,
they need more scoring depth.
Yeah,
man. I mean, the teams you were on, the teams, you know, most recently, the most recent Penguins successful teams, like, they had depth, they had threats in the third and fourth line. That's why I like the Tommy Novak.
Yeah.
Acquisition.
I don't even know what happened to him.
Injured, never came back.
Like, he got that slap shot, right? And it hit him in maybe an odd spot. And he went back on the ice, and then it looked like he kind of like, oh, I can't go. You know, and you don't know what happened. I'll be interesting to see what Kyle Dubas, like, what the real ruling is, because it didn't look that bad. But I also didn't think Bonkos was that bad. And then he's like, he tore his bicep off his arm. And that's
you
bad.
Hockey players are crazy.
Yeah. Well,
you're absolutely crazy, man. I this is something I talk about with people all the time. I haven't gone from covering hockey to covering baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you got a hockey player, you never hear about anything. My leg fell off. We just put it back on. It'll be all right. You know, and then baseball, like, this guy's on the IL with, he got a cut in his finger.
Yeah.
You can't play for 3 days. Finger hurts. Like, I understand the baseball side. I mean, it's hard to swing a bat with a broken finger. I'm not diminishing anything over there. It makes hockey players seem even more insane.
Yeah.
In, like, what you guys play through.
Yeah, it's – and I'm not sure if it's because you have someone always kind of trying to take your spot, you know, and I feel like baseball, like, you either can play baseball or you can't, where I think, like, hard work and, like, tenacity plays a little bit more of an aspect of it.
I've always wondered that. You think it's how you guys are raised, too?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I mean, it's like the culture throughout the sport. Like, never focus on the individual. Focus on the team. Help the team. Yeah. I don't know. I love the culture. It's amazing.
It's like in junior, when you're 15 to 20, like, if you haven't lost a tooth or got stitches, like, you're not a player.
Yeah.
You know, it's just part of it. Like,
when did you lose your first one?
Probably 17.
Were you freaked out? Or did it feel like a badge of honor?
It's like a badge of honor. Even like, you know, getting your first cut, like stitches under your chin, it's like, you know, it's the coolest thing to show everyone
in
school. You're like legit, you know? And then
how many are you missing now? Teeth.
Four on the bottom, and then like my front two are like cracked in half, and it's like sucks. You know? But I remember this is like, so I went to hit someone in the AHL. And he followed through, and he hit my chin, and I almost bit my tongue off. But I pulled my mouth guard out, and all my teeth were all scattered through it.
Oh, my God. And it was your mouth guard? You had to, like, pick them out of your teeth?
Yeah. And then,
or pick your teeth out of your mouth guard.
Yeah, and I was like, this is so stupid. And then I was squirting water, and the water was going through my tongue because I bit through my tongue. And it was, like, the grossest thing ever because I was bleeding. Like, I mean bleeding. You know, everywhere. And then you go to, like, we're in Portland. So, you know, like, we're in some, like, you know, it couldn't be somewhere, like, pretty nice. You know, it was in Portland. And
what, Portland, Maine? Portland, Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay.
No, Maine.
Maine. Okay.
And so I go back to the room, and you lay on the medical table, and the guy comes in. It's a dentist and then a person that stitches you up, you know. And every time you try to grab someone else's tongue, it automatically goes back. So the lady was pulling my tongue out by the inside because she couldn't touch my tip. She was pulling it by the inside, pulling my tongue out. Well, the guy or the surgeon was stitching my tongue. I had 23 stitches in my tongue. And, you know, your eyes are watering. You are like, I was ready to quit hockey. And what put me over the top, the guy was like, he was looking over me, stitching me from, like, his chin was, like, near my hairline, you know, like, looking over me. And he was sweating, and it was dripping on my face. And I was just like, you know what? I hate hockey. I want to quit. This is so gross. This is the worst. And then, you know, it healed up in, like, literally 3 weeks as your tongue heals the fastest. But that was, like, a big one. And then I've always kind of had, like, you know, when you are a hockey player, your teeth are never secured in your mouth. They're always like, you know, you see the videos of Pascal Duper pulling his teeth out on the bench and all that stuff. And I remember I got hit in Pittsburgh and knocked my tooth out, but the nerve was showing. And I was like, it was the worst. So after the game, my parents are here. They take me to the dentist. Like, you know, there's always a dentist at the Penguins game. So if anything happens, so I go there. And he's like, I got to pull this out. And he's got, like, the pliers. And my parents and my wife now, Brandy, were in the other room. And I am like, dude, like, he's pulling, and he's pulling my head up. And I'm like, dude, just pull it. Like, I'm tough enough, pull it. And my eyes are watering. And I go, what, you can't get it out? And he's like, you know, he got that smirk in his eye. And he goes, oh, yeah, I got it. And, you know, he grabbed the pliers, and he just, you know, when you break the root by twisting, he broke the root and twisted out. And
it's like pulling a weed.
Oh, dude, yeah. Did
you have Novocaine? Were you numb at this point?
No.
Not that I think that would help much.
So when you have a nerve, it's hard. You can't numb a nerve.
Okay.
So it was like the most pain. That's like, you know, when you go to a dentist, you can still feel the nerve getting touched with like the whatever it is, the drill.
Yeah, it just doesn't hurt.
But I came out of there. My mom almost passed out because I was white as a ghost. My mouth was
down soon.
Oh, it was, but that's like, you know, when you think of guys that are tough and like hockey players, we just kind of put the pain in the back because I think you deal with it so much. And like in an 82 game series, like I would think you'd feel good for 40 games, if that, like good, like feel really good.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, that.
And then after your career, you never feel good, but yeah.
23 stitches on your tongue and a tooth pulled out by the root that sounds like twisting a weed out of your garden.
Oh.
My goodness.
We should talk about this. Listen to this one. This is
I think we touched on a nerve here, quite literally. Yeah.
So I pulled up like what Tanger's like big serious like injuries. This is without talking about stitches, losing teeth, anything. So Chris Letang had 3 concussions, 2 strokes, which is like, oh my God. A broken foot, a broken hand. Those hurt. Neck surgery, a herniated disc. Like that herniated disc, that ends guy's career.
Yeah.
And then heart surgery. And he played 1,161 games. Like, you want
to
talk?
If they had a career Masterton, it should go to that guy.
Yeah. Like, when you talk about a warrior, like, Tanger's a warrior. And, like, I play with, like, a lot of guys that were strong. Tanger was the strongest I've ever seen. And there's another guy, Anders Lee, the captain of New Jersey. He was probably the biggest and strongest guys. And I play with, like, Orpik. I play with some big boys. But pound for pound, strongest guy I've ever seen, Chris Letang. He is, you know, in the gym, it's insane how strong he is. It's scary.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about Sid and Gino around here, and we've been so blessed as hockey fans. But, yeah, you're right. 58 doesn't get talked about enough for what he's gone through, the level of play that he's achieved, the longevity, the energy. I mean, it's just mentally incredible.
It's mentally, right? Like, you know, when you have a bad back for a week, but he's out for a while, and, you know, just to stay motivated and get back to the level that he was at, like, that's that fortitude. That's, like, all the stuff that makes Chris Letang one of the best defensemen ever to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.